Alright everyone, welcome back to Social Confidence. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and if you're here, chances are you're interested in leveling up your social game, feeling more confident, connecting deeper with people. And trust me, that's a journey we're all on, right? Today, we're diving into something super powerful, something that can totally transform how you interact with the world, emotional intelligence. Ever felt like you were walking on eggshells in certain conversations? Or maybe you found yourself reacting impulsively without thinking things through? Well, guess what? That's where EQ comes in. It's about understanding and managing your own emotions, but also being incredibly attuned to the emotions of others. Think of it like this. Imagine you're playing a game of chess. You need to think several moves ahead, anticipate your opponent's next play, and adjust your strategy accordingly. That's what EQ is all about, navigating the complex landscape of human interaction with awareness, empathy, and intelligence. It's not just about being nice, it's about truly understanding people on a deeper level, building stronger connections, and becoming a more effective communicator. Now, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will supercharge your emotional intelligence. 1. Self-awareness is key. Seriously, this is the foundation of everything. It's about knowing your own emotional triggers, understanding how you react under pressure, and recognizing your strengths and weaknesses. Ever noticed how certain topics or situations tend to push your buttons? That's your emotional radar going off. Pay attention to those signals, ask yourself why you feel a certain way, and learn to label your emotions accurately. This is like having an internal GPS for your feelings, guiding you through tricky situations with more clarity. 2. Active listening. Don't just hear, understand. We often get caught up in formulating our own response while someone else is talking. But true emotional intelligence involves truly listening to understand their perspective, not just waiting for your turn to speak. Make eye contact, ask clarifying questions, and reflect back what you hear to show genuine interest. Remember, people crave to be heard, understood, and validated. 3. Empathy. Walk in their shoes. This is about stepping outside of yourself and trying to see things from the other person's point of view. Imagine yourself in their situation, consider their experiences, and try to understand their motivations. It's not about agreeing with them all the time, but it's about showing compassion and building a bridge of understanding. 4. Emotional regulation. Keep your cool. We all experience a roller coaster of emotions throughout the day. But emotional intelligence is about managing those feelings effectively. When you feel overwhelmed or triggered, take a step back, breathe deeply, and try to find healthy coping mechanisms like exercise, meditation, or talking to a trusted friend. 5. Assertive communication. Speak your truth with kindness. This isn't about being aggressive or demanding, it's about expressing your needs and opinions clearly and respectfully. Learn to say no when necessary, set boundaries, and stand up for yourself without compromising your values. Remember, authenticity and vulnerability go a long way in building genuine connections. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at a networking event, surrounded by people you don't know. You might feel a little nervous, maybe even intimidated, but with high emotional intelligence, you can use that nervous energy as fuel. Take a deep breath, smile genuinely, and approach someone new. Instead of focusing on your own anxiety, ask open-ended questions about their interests, actively listen to their responses, and show genuine curiosity. By connecting on an emotional level, you'll create a more meaningful interaction and leave a lasting impression. Remember, EQ isn't something you're born with. It's a skill that you can develop and cultivate over time. It takes practice, self-reflection, and a willingness to learn and grow. So, what are the key takeaways we've uncovered today? Emotional intelligence is about understanding your own emotions, being empathetic towards others, communicating effectively, and managing those feelings wisely. By embracing these principles, you can unlock a world of deeper connections, greater confidence, and truly impactful interactions. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take this week to boost your emotional intelligence? Share your thoughts in the comments below, or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, every day is a chance to level up your EQ game. Keep learning, keep growing, and keep connecting with the world around you. See you on the next episode of Social Confidence.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.